cloud cover and 79 outside. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. An Elk City woman was arrested and charged recently after allegedly driving drunk with five minors in the car. According to the probable cause affidavit, 29-year-old Tessa Renee Duncan Redd was arrested on June 18th when a trooper with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol observed a vehicle driving on State Highway 6 in Beckham County that appeared to have crossed lane lines multiple times, as well as speeding up and slowing down abruptly. The trooper wrote that he observed what appeared to look like a foot sticking out of the driver's side window. After initiating a traffic stop, the trooper noted that the driver, later identified as being Red, admitted to him that she had a suspended driver's license. Red also told the trooper that she was in the process of taking the kids to a lake. The trooper noted that all five kids in the vehicle were sitting in the back seat in the cargo space of the car, all without seat belts. The affidavit stated that there was a passenger in the vehicle that said she did have a valid driver's license but could not drive the vehicle as she required an ignition interlock to start the vehicle, which that vehicle did not have. She also claimed that three of the five kids were hers. OHP says while Red was being interviewed in the trooper's cruiser, the suspect had allegedly rolled down the passenger side window in an effort to conceal the smell of alcohol. In fact, the trooper reported that he could detect a heavy smell of alcohol coming from the suspect's breath and her person. The affidavit stated that during a field sobriety test, Red failed multiple times. A check of the vehicle's license plate would show that it did not belong to the car, and the suspect also confessed that she did not have valid insurance on the vehicle. Red was arrested and booked into the Beckham County Jail. She was formally charged last week with child neglect, driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, driving with a suspended license, failure to maintain insurance, and removing proper or an improper license plate. Red is due in court on July 19th. Southwestern Oklahoma State University's College of Pharmacy in Weatherford and Oklahoma State University Center for Health Sciences in Tulsa have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to cooperate to serve students and the citizens of Oklahoma through expansion of rural healthcare education. The understanding was signed by SWAZU President Dr. Randy Butler and OSU CHS President Dr. Casey Shrum, who will take over as president of Oklahoma State University in Stillwater on July 1st. SWAZU and OSU CHS will explore options for a dual degree partnership involving SWAZU's Doctor of Pharmacy program and the OSU CHS Physician Assistant program. SWAZU recently received the largest single donation in the history of the university, $5 million, from longtime SWAZU benefactors Jerry and Margaret Hodge of Amarillo, Texas. That gift is enabling SWAZU to take the next steps towards construction of a state-of-the-art facility dedicated to healthcare education and pharmacy. SWAZU and OSU CHS will, among other things, cooperate on intra-professional education opportunities through electronic or physical means at the earliest possible opportunity. The two higher education institutions will be looking at possibilities and planning methods to utilize selected clinical rotations from one institution's program to meet requirements for clinical rotations of the other institution's program. President Butler said the two entities will explore other methods in which SWAZU can collaborate with OSU to expand rural healthcare opportunities for students and citizens, including the physical expansion of the OSU CHS PA program into western Oklahoma at a site on SWAZU's Weatherford campus when OSU CHS's PA accreditation and funding levels allow consideration of such an expansion. In state news, three Oklahoma City police officers involved in two separate shootings earlier this year, including the fatal shooting of an Oklahoma County jail inmate, have been cleared and are returning to duty, according to police. A post on the police department's Facebook page says the three officers were cleared by District Attorney David Prater. According to the department, two officers were cleared in the March 27th shooting death of inmate Curtis Montrell Williams, who had taken a jailer hostage. Video shows officers enter the pod at the Oklahoma County Detention Center and shoot Williams as he stood atop a landing and holding a knife to the neck of the jailer, who was on his knees but survived the attack. Prater has since charged two other inmates with first-degree murder and three with second-degree murder for their actions, leading to Williams' death. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $73.46. That is up 48 cents. Brent crude at $74.59. That's up 31 cents. Natural gas at $3.73. That's up a dime. Recapping our top story, five minors found in a vehicle after a suspected DUI traffic stop in Beckham County. Once again, we got cloud cover and it's muggy outside, currently 79. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.